Pacific advocates are calling for meaningful action to accompany the government's promised apology for the Dawn Raids era of the mid-1970s. Jacinda Ardern yesterday acknowledged the racist policies of national and Labour governments, which targeted overstayers by their Pacific ethnicity. There are calls now for an overstayer amnesty and for current overstayers to be allowed to remain in New Zealand as an appropriate gesture of goodwill. Joining us now are Will Ilolahia, a founder of social justice movement, the Polynesian Panthers, and also with us, Manisi Lua, a Pacifica leader whose parents were targeted in the Dawn Raids. Kia ora korua, thank you both of you for being with us today. Will, if I can start with you, when you heard this announcement that this apology was coming, what did it say to you? Is it well overdue?
Yeah, morally, well overdue. You know, I'm surprised it took them so long to apologise. After all, it was a Labour Party that created the Dawn Raids back in the Norman Kirk days. Well overdue.
Manisi, your sense, is an apology going to be enough?
Oh, look, an apology is a great start to acknowledge the horrible time it was in the 70s. However, for true justice to be had, there has to be something meaningful, more meaningful than just words.
And so what would you like to see alongside the apology?
Oh, look, the word compensation has been flicked around in the media, but nobody has ever mentioned compensation. I won't get anything personally from what I'm doing to advocate. It's more about the people who are already here. They're stuck here during a global pandemic. We've got a shortage of labour at the moment. Let's get them into work, find pathways to employment for these people. They're here. A lot of them are working anyway.
Will, from your point of view, what practical steps need to be taken alongside the apology? And, for example, does something like including it in the education system as something that children learn about, is that part of what needs to happen here?
Yeah, my fellow Panthers do educate to liberate classes in school, but what we are thinking that's more beneficial to our society is a pathways to residency for the present overstayers here. We've got overstayers here who their children are actually head boys or head girls. We've got overstayers here in New Zealand that some of their children have got potential to represent our country as representatives, but they can't because they've got no papers. But the fact is that they pay tax. They pay tax, surely that's enough qualification to be a citizen of New Zealand.
What about compensation, Will? Is that something that is appropriate?
I think the compensation that we're asking for is more the pathways to residency. It'll cost the government too much to try and compensate all those people that were thrown out of Aotearoa. Some of them have already died anyway. So, you know, I think more in regard to... we don't want to do this just for money. There's been terror in our society that money won't pay for. But the fact that the government can say, look, we're sorry, but how about this? We'll give you a pathways to residency. We're only talking about 10,000 people, roughly. Is that right, Manasi? What's the number of overstays here?
Yeah, that's correct. About 10,000. And when you consider there are 13 million undocumented in America, and they have already put into law seeking pathways to residency for 13 million, what's the little 10,000 that New Zealand has? It's nothing.
Manasi, this is something that you have a personal viewpoint on, I guess, as well. Your parents were targeted in Dawn Raids. How has that reverberated amongst your family?
Oh, look, it's reverberated, and this is why I say compensation is the wrong word, and it just sparks division amongst our communities. We have never sought compensation. You can't compensate my family. My dad's already passed away. He was a Dawn Raider. He came here and he contributed to this country, paid taxes all his life, never got in trouble with the law. Sure, he came here, illegally, if you like, but he was not a criminal. He came here to seek a better life. That's not a crime. So for me to say we want compensation, that is just wrong. And if anything, we want this for other people who are here, who are experiencing what I went through as a child. I don't want that for my people.
Thank you both very much for talking to us today. Appreciate your time. That was Manasi Lua, a Pacifica leader, as you were hearing there, whose parents were targeted in the Dawn Raids. And we were also speaking there with the founder of social justice movement, the Polynesian Panthers, Will Ilolahia.